The University of Iowa football team travels to Madison, Wisconsin this weekend for a critical Big Ten football game. The winner is still in control of its own destiny. The loser is probably toast in the Big Ten West. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more at WWIB.com. Hawkeyes senior starting D-back Michael O.J. Mudiah is back. We stopped by Sports and Commentary yesterday to talk football, and today we want to discuss his Iowa career and his faith story a bit, too. He has two picks this season for a 6-2 Hawkeyes team. Michael, welcome back. Tell me about the season you're having. You really have a potential All-America campaign going. Talk about the steps you've taken since you first walked on campus there at Iowa City 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's hard early on, to be honest. That's why a lot of the guys get weeded out, or, you know, the college life gets the better of them. But over time, my time management has gotten better. You know, I've been able to get the homework done and then also have time to study film. So, you know, it comes with time and maturity. So I definitely think the time gave me more experience, and it's really helped over time.
Yeah, you're a mechanical engineering student, a major in that field. That sounds pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of tough. You know, early on, it was really tough, but I've gotten more used to it. I've adjusted to that type of life, you know, just having to study a little bit more than, you know, my teammates. But it's definitely going to be worth it in the end, so I'm definitely grateful I decided to become that major.
Mm-hmm. Your dad was a designer for the Ford Motor Company, so with this major, you're kind of walking in his footsteps a bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Not exactly, but he definitely was, you know, somebody I looked up to. And, you know, just being familiar with watching him work, it's kind of made the transition for me easier. And it's always been a passion of mine. So I think that with the support system I have, it was, you know, it's just an easy decision for me to become an engineer.
All right. So let me just ask you, what do you see as the future in the auto industry?
Yeah, it's still going to be a really strong industry, you know. Maybe not in the factories as much, but, you know, with the, you know, technology these days advancing, you see Teslas, you see all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the advancements of that and the designs of that, there's definitely going to be a opportunity for me out there somewhere.
All right. Michael, we dove into a little bit of how you're a different student athlete now. How are you a different person over these 5 years at the University of Iowa?
Yeah, I'm definitely you know, these 5 years have been really good for me. I'm a way more mature person. You know, I feel like I'm a leader on this team, and a lot of guys look up to me. So, you know, these 5 years have done me right, and just finishing them out strong is, you know, the focus this week.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like the sacrifices that you've made to be a student athlete, big-time program there, are going to pay off for you in the future?
I definitely do. A lot of guys, you know, they get caught up in that life and they don't make it through. But I feel like if you can stay strong, you know, the sacrifice you have to make, it's definitely going to be worth it. Because at the end, you're going to have time to have fun. You're going to have time to hang out with your friends. But I feel like if you make those sacrifices, it all pays off in the end. And that's kind of, you know, what I'm trying to get into right now. I'm trying to see the fruits of my labor now.
All right. Iowa Hawkeyes star defensive back Michael O.J. Mudiah is on the phone with me today. Iowa travels to Wisconsin this weekend. You're a follower of Jesus Christ. So since this is the first time we've had you on the show, I'd like to have you just, you know, kind of lay out your story there of the two of you, you and Jesus, and going through life together with this person that you've put your faith and trust in.
Yeah, I always grew up in a really Christian home, you know, going to church on Sundays, but I never really knew, you know, how big God's impact was going to have in my life. But, you know, over the years, I've been with Jim in the Athletes in Action, and he's really helped me grow in my faith. You know, we're just having Bible study each week, and, you know, on the field, it really helps because I'm a lot more confident, you know, because nothing can really, you know, get me down out there or test me out there because, you know, I have God backing me. So over the years, I've really appreciated what God had done to me and the importance of God in my life.
Yes, and the community is so important. So spending time with other student athletes on campus, not just football players, but other student athletes, encouraged you to walk out your faith.
Yeah, and, you know, seeing other guys on campus, seeing other people going through their journeys is just, it's really, you know, helpful in yours, you know, because other people are going through the same things you are, have the same distractions, you know, have to study, have, you know, so much things to go through. But, you know, just athletes in action, sitting down and reflecting for a minute of all the good things that's going on in your life, all the opportunities you have, it definitely helps along with you in your journey, just giving you a boost to get through it.
Yeah, God's goal for you and for me and all of us is, you know, to go deeper, have a deeper, more intimate relationship, more profound relationship with him every day, right?
He definitely does, and, you know, a lot of people don't notice that, but, you know, if you just talk to him and you just, you know, talk to him more and more every day, you can hear him more and more. So, you know, the journey is ongoing, but it's definitely one that I'm excited that I'm starting to put my foot in, you know.
Michael O.J. Mudia, the senior cornerback with the Iowa Hawkeyes. They're 6-2, Wisconsin 6-2, and the two teams battle it out Saturday at Camp Randall. Michael, thank you for coming back today on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Thanks for having me on.